half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to pick you up?
Yeah.
And give you little kisses?
Yeah.
Little kisses on the pussy?
No.
No?
Alright, welcome to Aussie After Hours. This is not Xavier, it's Jimmy Sadik here. I'm hosting the show. We've got Joey Bender, he's back.
Ben is back.
Wait. Hey, listen, wait, I'm cutting off. Xavier will be packing shit that he's not here right now, just quietly.
Yeah.
So I think we are all more than capable of making this a very sophisticated show. Do you all agree?
Of course, Rich. That's so, cool.
This is going to be no holds barred. That motherfucker's going to be up all night editing this shit.
I was going to say, let's try and refrain from swearing altogether.
No swearing?
No swearing.
The whole entire show. Let's see.
Okay. No swearing.
Okay, we can do this.
All right. Bender? Mix here too.
I'm the swearer, aren't I?
Can I start the intro again?
No, I'll let me do a quick intro.
You do the intro.
All right, so Xavier, am I echoing here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't matter. You don't sound like him because you're not sounding like a robot.
Hello, this is...
All right, Joey, give us an Xavier impersonation.
Hello, this is... fuck, I can't even remember the name of this show.
Don't swear.
You've lasted 2 seconds, Joey.
All right, we've got Mick Galley.
I reckon.
We've got Gretchy. And we've got Joey Bender. All right, Xavier's not here because in Perth they don't have internet yet. So hopefully he'll be back next week. Just real quick, boys, the show's brought to us by Muscle Nutrition. Okay, like their supplements at the minute are absolutely quality and they're getting bigger every week. So, Galley, I know that you've been out tonight. Where you been?
Mate, I've just come from the fights and seen one of our good mates, Iggy McGowan, that we all know. He's just won his fight against another guy. Roughly, this guy was huge. He was about 6 foot four, 116 kilos. Iggy's chopped him down 1 minute, 1 second into the first round. And you know what the best thing is I love about Iggy? He looks like a bodybuilder up there on the fight. It was just awesome. He was packing some serious size and just, mate, he chopped him down. He was representing Mass Nutrition brought him. He's one of the crew. There was me, Logan, Craig, Azza, and Joey, your mate Fabian was there.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
Told me a few things about you, which we'll get onto that later.
Hey, you got to be careful tonight.
Why are we being careful?
I'm very unstable at the moment. I'm having a breakdown.
Before we get to you, Gretchy, Joey, mate, you have been a bit MIA this week. Can you tell us about your week?
You're a pro. Man,
I'm just having a Mick Galley week. Let's just put it that way.
What? What's a McGalley week?
Oh, fuck, you know, mate. We've both got nutcase written on our forehead, don't we?
Don't drag me, mate. I'm good at the moment. hey, Joey, all I want to know, and just give me yes or no.
Okay.
Are you going to Vegas?
With us?
Yes. Yes.
All right, we'll hold you to that. It's on radio.
Okay. Hey, the whole world's just heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I sent Jimmy for the details, but he didn't send them through to me.
No, you said make sure I get the details off you tonight. I wrote, okay.
Too easy, yeah.
What you didn't say now.
Hey, I want to know why you've had such a bad week.
Yeah, what's wrong, Joey?
My niggas, we're to the biggest kisser. Yo. We be that elevated mafia, underachieving lot with us. Nigga, they ain't no stopping us. Prosperous off that golly drug monstrous. When I spit this from knowledge, split up in every bar. But I'm guided by the light, no Sean. Told your other father, but I ain't no Christian. Underachievers make believers out of heathens. Portraying legends, got greatest presence up in heaven. See me roll that dynamite, prickly shit that porcupine. Pop prescriptions, that funky shit, you hit it, then you quit it. Eyes closed, Indian style, sit in my mind zones. Herbal essence, Cali Kush aroma for the stoners. Benjamin Frank's owners, can get a Lincoln out us. Before you think about it, we got it, just being honest. We progress when we ain't trying to UA. We redefining diamond without needle rhyming. Sharp nigga, ego shining. Hair on from here on, if not your hair wrong. Young intellect with fear gone, I take a beer on.
good. Yeah. I am the man. Forgive the past. I'm trying to build it up into a bigger
plan. A bigger plan, forever young. Call a nigga Peter Pan. God told me young that I would be the man. Except for damn medicine, medical grade. Nigga know my preference. Rizzle shit, roll it and face it. This weed is limitless. Up a bit out of your old ways. Elevating your forte. Conscious up out in deep space. Can't relate. That's why we don't your mixtape. Only keeping good shit on replay. That Marvin Gaye, little Coldplay, maybe Sade.
7 days, 7 nights in the booth. Straight creating that good music in the soul. Food for thought, you been waiting, right? Cooking up shit with my apron tight. Listening to this verse might save your life. Hard work put in, automatic gon' win. Had to learn from the sins, but I paid that price. I'm faded, no, not hot dog, I'm faded. Lost some friends in the struggle, I never thought I would make it. Manny, my fucking brother, I love you, you were the bravest. Even though I just met you, my heart, you are engraved in.
The sky, living out their dreams, elevating their lives, making their name, chasing the game, motivating you with the pain. How you just giving it up without a
How you looking for shit to change if you ain't changing your ways, making the same mistakes, defining insane keep games. We'll turn out a light resign, now the sun of free breath of run. Speak the wisdom I've read and wrote, help creating some better men. Running out to the kingdom, cause you know the power comes with the wisdom. Get some, we from God on a mission. Free niggas trapped in mental prisons. Listen, roll that trap with that medicine. My achievements I represent. Put it down for my niggas, man. Keep the bullshit back in.
I got the endless flows when my spirit glows. Underachieving till the grave, trying to heal the globe. Limits broke like the levee down in Edo, so we flow. Higher teacher, higher learning, that's the knowledge we promote. Eyes focused on our goals, they counting them pay. Souls, the fountain of you, founded by conscious you ate. Folks, I promise to spread knowledge, roll up and remain GOAT. Pay homage to the prophets, cause we offer the same coach, nigga.
Oh man, you know, not much interesting going on. I've just been trying to work hard and just stay low, keep my head down here in Tasmania, and yeah, I've just been having a little bit of breathing time from the Facebook, and yeah, so there's not much going on in my life at the moment.
Right, well, a lot of alone time this week.
That's good, Joe. I'm pleased to hear that, because you normally find yourself in bits of trouble that it's, to us we find quite funny, but I'm really happy that it sounds like you're getting yourself back on track and the straight and narrow, mate. I'm really proud of you.
So yeah? Joe, you messaged me today. You wanted to know about Vegas. Does that mean you're coming to Vegas with me and Mick?
That does mean I'm coming to Vegas with you
and
Mick.
Lock that in. Lock
okay,
that
hang on, in. Hang on. I think... So you're coming, but are you staying with us?
I will be staying with you.
Okay.
Now the thing is, how many? Oh, we need to talk about it after, because I'm not going for long.
Yeah, well, we'll sort it out afterwards. But at least you're coming. That's good.
You've committed. That's the main thing.
I'm committed. I'll be there, but I won't be there for as long as you guys.
All right, Gretchy, we were all at the the Western Sydney IFBB show on the weekend, where you made your debut on the microphone. How was that?
It was a highlight of the night. Don't you agree?
I reckon it was all right after your first 15 minutes. You seemed a bit nervous.
I wasn't nervous, just anxious.
Yeah. No. I know, mate. I saw you prancing around for the first... Before you even went up on stage, you were prancing a bit.
I wasn't prancing. What do you mean prancing? How was I fucking prancing?
Mate, hey, don't get angry. I'm just saying what we all saw when we all took note off.
You were prancing a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And, mate, you've got to do something about those clothes you're wearing.
What's wrong with them?
How tight were they on? You should have seen your ass as you walked past.
You're not very attractive at the moment. You're not very attractive anyway, but, like, you're even worse right now.
Yeah, I know, but they were stretchy pants.
What do you mean, what, tracksuit pants?
Jesus.
No, they were like suit pants that stretch. Yeah. I got them from Tarakash the night before the show.
Good old Tarakash.
You should have gone the bigger size, man.
They were the biggest size in there. No. I walked in there and this little Indian guy that was calling me pimp served me. He thought he was the shit. He was talking about how he's going to make me look pimp, and I said, don't waste my time with this pimping bullshit. Just find me clothes that fit. A shirt that fits, pants that fits. So I walked out and there was $600 worth of clothes. Half of it I didn't even wear on the day, but yeah.
And you'll never wear it again.
Never.
Maybe the next MC. Yeah. What's the next MC you're going to do?
We'll see if I get led to do it again.
I thought I agree with Jimmy. After 15 minutes, you come to life. You're sort of a little bit more relaxed. The shoulders were, they weren't so tight anymore. You look good. You sounded good.
Well, I kind of went in there underprepared. Like we spoke about me doing it and agreed to it. And when I got there, I thought, fuck, I don't even know what to do. Yeah. Like, I was just going to stand on stage. Who approached me? Fardy.
So they actually came straight down. Yeah.
He just basically said, "Yeah, can you? How good are you behind the mic?" And normally I'm nervous as fuck. So that I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a lot better than I thought I was going to be.
It'd be a tough gig. There's no doubt about it.
Two or three more, mate, you'll be a natural at it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was cruising by the end. I was loving it. I was having good fun. Taking the piss and, yeah.
Do you reckon Nick Jones gets nervous?
No.
Nick never, mate, I've known Nick since we met at about 16 years old. I've known Nick a long time. I've never seen Nick nervous, uncomfortable ever in his life.
He's fucking like the most charismatic person going around.
He's probably the coolest motherfucker I've ever met, apart from Kevin Levroni.
You love Levroni.
Mate, I'm telling you, I've spent enough time with Nick to know that that guy is, he's got a bit of swagger, that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to be like him? Of you wants to be a little bit like Nick Jones?
Oh, not really. PJ didn't he? Didn't PJ want to be like Nick?
No. Oh, man, PJ kind of fucking impersonated Nick, didn't he?
Every time I spoke to PJ, I thought, am I talking to Nick here or PJ?
Because the first time I met Nick, he came to World Gym to do a seminar for all the members. And this is when I was first getting introduced to everyone, say John Davey and everyone like that. So when I met Nick, I was relatively new to the industry.
Yeah.
And I sat down, and it was after my first A and B comp, and I spoke to him for hours, and he just had all the time in the world for me. And I thought, this guy's the coolest motherfucker ever. And he's got that cool little beard underneath his chin. So It's underneath his chin.
On his Adam's apple.
Well, a little bit higher up. But
it kept creeping lower and lower and lower. So everyone noticed it.
Anyway, the next day I rocked up to work after he'd done his seminar. The next day I rocked up to work with the exact same joke. And everyone's looking at me going, what the fuck is that? And I said, Cody. And they're like, is that because of Nick Jones? And I'm like,
I haven't
been. Imagine how they used to look at PJ after he started talking like him.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. Talking like him, his expressions were like him, the way he shook people's hands was like Nick. Yeah. But the only thing is, man, PJ, you're Asian. Doesn't work.
Fucking gold.
Hey, before I forget,
are you even gritty Asian?
Oh, what? You found out last week I was Maltese. I just look Asian when I smile.
That's right. Hey, clean it up, because, Mick, these fuckers think that I'm a real short ass, but I'm not actually that short, am I?
What?
I'm not actually that short.
Yeah, you are.
I'm taller than you are, right?
Joey, you're short.
You just threw yourself under the bus.
Listen, I'm the tallest one here, so I can say. Galley, on that fucking play-by-play, you look like you should have been standing on a chair. You look...
Richie, don't start, because from where I sat looking at you on stage, I thought I was looking at one of those sumo wrestlers.
Shut up.
Just getting ready to pounce.
Gretchen,
stop lying about this. All know you wear platforms.
You know how upset I was that you didn't come out to dinner, with us after the show, because I actually ordered a high chair for you.
I would have sat in the fucker too.
Hey, oi, Gretch, you know how you got your own bobblehead doll?
The one of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really look like a bobblehead right now. Your head's bigger than your body.
Man, you've got a fucking massive head.
Did you see that photo of me next to Shembri when we compare in sizes? Well, that's what I said to Shembri when he said, when he looked at me, he was calling me Luke McNally the whole time, pretending like he was... like mixing us up, but that's what I said. I say, look, if it took, I know what Shembri's head looked like last year in the off season spray cut, and it was fucking massive. So
it was big. Yeah,
I was just saying, this is what you need to do to get big, apparently.
How do you feel though, Gretch? Do you feel sexy, or do you feel yuck?
No, I was actually. Who did I have a conversation? I do feel uncomfortable, but like even I was speaking to Renee Schmidt today. And she stopped dieting, and she's going to start doing cardio for Vegas too. But but she was actually like, we kind of agreed that we're both so comfortable being overweight right now.
That's awesome.
I love not giving a shit about how lean I am.
Yeah. Yeah, Gretch, you've known me a while. I mean, you wouldn't have seen me. Have a guess what the heaviest I've ever been at my height.
I know this.
47.
Have a guess.
47. No, I don't know. 80 kilo? No, you're 80 kilo on stage.
No, Mick, 105 kilos.
Joey, how fucking good are you?
Are you kidding?
Mate, Gretch, back when I was in my early 20s, when bulking was the fashion all the time, mate, I got up to 105.
Were you fat, though?
Oh, fat, watery, you name it. You should have seen me. Looks were out the window, didn't pull a chick for months. I got nothing, mate. It was the most uncomfortable period of my life.
Yeah, but you were trying to bulk up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was in that mindset back then of just nothing else mattered except getting huge.
Well, you're talking about bulking up, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sick of eating, Gretch?
Yeah, dude. This week I got, you know how I had the flu even at the day of the comp?
Yeah.
This weekend. Well, I was bedridden the next day, and I was actually, like, embracing it, knowing that I had no appetite and I couldn't eat.
Like, I get sick. When I was at my biggest, right toward when I started dieting for Vegas, I was so fucking sick of food, eh? I just didn't want to eat. Now that I've flipped, and I'm even just saying, yeah, I'm dieting, do you know how fucking hungry I am?
Yeah,
that's amazing how quickly your body changes. Like,
your metabolism just shuts down off season, doesn't it?
I'm getting to a point where I can't wait till I start dieting, just so I don't have to consume so much food.
Like after the muscle nutrition shoot on Monday, I put 10 Macca's burgers away.
I heard about that.
And then I went to sushi tonight with Christy and put 31 plates down.
Bullshit, 31 on your own.
I fucking swear to God.
I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt. I've seen similar things with Jimmy before. He just gets in this mindset. No one else matters in the whole fucking room except for that food in front of him.
Yeah, but even what you had for dinner last weekend was a massive plate.
It's vicious.
Hey, Nick, I remember you telling me it was Jimmy and Logan, didn't you? That were the biggest eaters, you know?
Yeah, Jimmy and Logan by far.
Yeah, Logan could eat.
Logan's his fucking sensational eater, mate. He just keeps going and going. I'm not a big eater. It's very hard for me to eat a lot of food. I just can't do it, mate. It's really a struggle.
But look at my face here now. I put the plates up on my wall.
I believe you. But I saw your little post on Monday about your Macca's feed, and it inspired me because that day I didn't eat a thing. So Emma went and grabbed me Subway and then went out a couple of hours later to get Macca's.
Yes.
And I got 3 burgers down, and I thought, I couldn't eat anymore.
I did it comfortably. I didn't want to eat no more because I wanted to have a conversation.
I reckon you're like Yoda. You know what I mean? You just ignore the feeling of you getting.
There is no pain. Hey, what's Yoda's favorite saying? Try not to. There is no. What is he saying? You can just see Jimmy sitting there saying it.
I'm not sure.
I like to think of myself as like a Yoda, but more like Yoda crossed with Hulk.
You've got Yoda's ears.
Yeah, you do have Yoda's ears.
What's wrong with my ears?
Nah, nothing's wrong with your ears.
You talk like Yoda a little bit too.
I talk, I do.
Yeah. What do you feel like when, like, can you fucking move your stomach?
No, but I've been stopping, like, before I get to the point of I need to roll over and sleep, I've been stopping. Like, if I said to Matt at Macca's on Monday, I said, look, if I didn't want to make conversation with before everyone, all the Queensland boys are down, before they went home, I could have put away another 5 burgers, but would have needed to go to bed straight away. So I just stopped at a comfortable 10.
Joey.
Yes.
Mate, you can relate to this because you're the only one who's been to Vegas. And Jimmy, let's face it, Jimmy and Gretchen have got a couple of big surprises coming up when they see this place. But you guys are going to lose it when you see the...
See the what?
The buffets.
Oh, fuck.
Unbelievable. And they're so cheap.
It's like $30 and you get whatever you want. It's oysters a lot.
I'm excited.
I heard that. And apparently you just go from hotel to hotel. Buffet to buffet.
Yeah. You can even just buy coupons on the streets that get you different buffets.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking, though. I don't want to go to Vegas and just go from food place to food place.
Yeah, you do, man. You do.
Yeah, but then I'll be too fucked. You know what I mean? Like every time I eat, I just went out and ate then. And I had a massive meal, and I just want to sleep. Like, I don't want to be wasting my time sleeping in Vegas. So I'll be walking around too full.
You won't, Gretch. Once you're there, you'll just be caught up in all the action.
Fuck yeah. Mick and I just, what did we do? We had that massive bender, and then we'll train the next morning to go. It's like nothing happened.
I was training, Joey. You were fucking whinging.
No, I was good, mate.
You fucking worked.
I feel sorry for what's going to happen to my body that week.
Oh, it won't be good. I'd like to, if I could sugarcoat anything right now, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
All right. Well,
Hey, Jimmy, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, let me give a shout out to a person who he's just messaged me about 15 times.
Right, wait, before you give a shout out, let's just go. We'll go to a commercial. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in two,
and then we come back with a shout out.
All right, go.
All right,
bye.
Black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in, can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking, fucking be question you asking. If I don't get ran at my Catholics, it comes to conservative Baptists, claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me up, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. Stop all that coon shit, early morning cartoon shit. This is that goon shit, fuck up your hoe at the noon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf, soon as the moon hit. I'm aware I'm a king. Back at the tomb, bitch. Back at the room, bitch. Stop all that coon shit. These niggas ain't doing shit. Them niggas ain't doing shit. Come on, homie, what happened? You niggas ain't breathing, you gasping. These niggas ain't ready for action. Ready for action, action. 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, I think I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, yeah, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass.
We are back, and Gretchen, you've got a shout out to give.
All right, yeah. This guy's messaged me about 10 times tonight, asking when the show's biggest listener to the show. Paul Graham Jr. I just want to give a shout out to Paul. And if anyone's out there listening to this, like his page, he's got a new fan page.
We've all liked it so far, haven't we?
Did he do the fan page himself?
Yeah, he started himself.
Yeah, I reckon he should get 10,000 likes by the end of next week.
Let's see if we can help him get there.
Let's help Paul get the 10,000 likes.
Yeah,
we won't try and get to the moon. We'll get to him 1,000. 1,000 is easy.
First of all he's done is just post selfies.
All right, so get Paul Graham Jr. to 1,000 likes. How about we go to some listener questions, yeah?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay, first one is from Dean Brown. I saw a bloke at the gym this morning doing handstand shoulder press. He tore down the poster in the wall, didn't fix it. Obviously, I think that must piss him off.
What do you think?
Piss me off as well.
So he pulled it down with his feet.
Yeah, you know how they do those handstand push-ups things?
Yeah. Just get a bar.
Or dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
Well, Bender, what would you do if that bloke was in your gym and he ripped down one of your fucking signs?
mate, I'd tell them to fuck off and train like a real man and not do any of that fucking handstand bullshit. CrossFit motherfuckers, they can piss
what
off.
What happened to swearing, Joe?
Hey, how about your status? Hey, Bendo, what about your status this week about dudes that post selfies of their abs but they got no legs? Where'd that come from? Obviously, you saw something.
Oh, just my news feed. Okay, man, in this island of Tasmania, there's about three people who train legs, and that's like me, Dave Park, and obviously, you know, Wayne Howlett, fucking strongest man in Australia. And there's only, that's it. Everyone else is just a skinny motherfucker, and it's just ab shot, ab shot, ab shot, and it pisses me off.
You are absolute gold, Bender, I tell you.
I had the shits this morning for whatever reason. I had the shit, so I went on Instagram. Well, I don't know. Lately, I've been waking up in a foul fucking mood. But I woke up this morning, and just for some reason, Well, lucky she's not home when I wake up. But the first thing I do is I look at my Instagram this morning and unfriended or unfollowed about 30 people because all they did was post a selfie.
Yeah.
And that was it. And just deleted them, unfollowed them.
I do that sometimes on the way to work with Facebook. Anyone who puts up a fucking motivational quote before 10 a.m., they need a fucking uppercut.
Oh, dear.
But, but they're not motivational people.
No,
these are the ones you know. Fatty fitness fucking bitches, yeah? That go, I've lost 12 kilos, I've lost 20 kilos, I should go and compete. Good idea.
Dumb I'm going to start a fan page.
Yeah, make a fan page. I lost 20 kilos. Like, fuck. As soon as you eat a fucking Twinkie, you're putting 10 kilos back on.
Yeah, the thing is, man, is that I hate this whole, like, man. I don't know what's going on, but it's getting, like, out of control, this whole... It's a good thing, but at the same time, it pisses me off.
But it's not a good thing if it pisses you off.
No, everyone, every man and their dog is getting into the fitness industry, and it's just doing my head in because you can't talk to... Everyone automatically thinks, you know, bang, I'm doing this, you know, and... They just fucking post selfie after selfie after selfie. Food, 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 food. Abs, 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 yeah, abs.
This is a thing though. And I was thinking this the other day. You think that it's everyone out there, but everyone out there that you know is in the industry because all you do is add people that are in the industry. Exactly. So your Facebook world is the fitness industry.
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it feels as if like it's a little bit like. Suffocating it in a way, you know what I mean? So you look at it and you think, fucking everyone's doing this, everyone's the same, like there's no unique people out there, but there is, like, you know what I mean? What if you're in the music industry? Like,
of course,
That pisses me off even more, putting up fucking songs.
Well, that's what I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just because we're all from the industry and we add people from the industry, people from the industry add us, we think that it's everyone out there that are the same. But you know, all my close mates, that none of them train, none of them do anything like what I do.
Yeah, no, I'm the same as
Yeah, and fuck, it's so relieving when I get to hang out with those guys and get away from the industry a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Hang out with my best mate, I won't talk about bodybuilding at all.
Mm.
Oh, Jimmy, what are you talking? I am your best mate.
No, my other best mate that's not in the bodybuilding. Oh, yeah, when we're together anyway, we don't talk about bodybuilding.
No, we don't. We talk about everything but bodybuilding. In all honesty, I'm the same. The mates I've got that have nothing to do with it, it's so refreshing to kick back, talk about footy or cricket or just it was something else, travelling, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have balance, mate. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the industry that don't have balance.
Yeah.
And they start to go weird. And you can start to see when people start to lose it too.
Oh, there's little meltdowns popping up everywhere. Yeah, like
people can't even fucking handle constructive criticism these days.
Oh, I know, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
All right, next question. Quiz. Bender, because we did this last night in our shit episode because Xavier lives on fucking planet Bali. All right. Who is the best superhero?
The best superhero?
Like if all the superheroes had to do like a WWE Royal Rumble, who'd win?
Oh man. I'm a big Batman.
You
would
suck, Gretchen.
But he's not gonna win. He's not gonna win in Royal Rumble.
He's not even a superhero. You think Superman will wear a mask?
Think about it.
Superman can fly.
Superman, it'd be a toss-up between Superman and the Hulk. I honestly think that's who it'd come down to at the end of the day.
Yeah.
These guys are superheroes. Batman's got his little fucking cape and his little friggin' objects he pulls out of his belt.
Batman's more of like a fucking
cross-dresser. You shoot Batman, he's dead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joey, that's your idol.
I'm with Joey, I'm a Batman guy, but...
You would be.
Yeah, shut up, retard. Just because I don't have a Batman symbol tattooed on my arm like you do a Superman, like a loser.
It's retard. Come on.
Anyway,
what year did you get that?
What's that?
What year did you get Superman tattooed on you?
Oh, I just worked it out. That's why Lee Priest don't like you.
No, possibly. I think I got it when I was about 18.
Because Lee Priest probably copied your tattoo.
This will start up more drama.
Oh, no, I think he did.
Things are good right now, Joey. Just shut up.
Anyway, going back to superheroes, the reason why I like Batman is because you can relate to him. He's a real person. Like, he doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Which makes him fucking cool. He's like Iron Man. Iron Man's cool too, for that reason.
Iron Man's very cool. I love Iron
Man. Iron Man's got superpowers.
No, he doesn't. He's got a super suit.
His brain is super powerful.
He's fucking smart.
Batman's not smart.
Bruce Wayne's smart and he's rich.
Spider-Man.
Batman's not smart, he's rich, and he pays other people to make his shit.
Yeah, that's correct, actually.
Iron Man is rich and smart.
If you read the comics, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't Iron Man remind you a bit of Mick Galley? Not the superhero, but the Tony Stark?
Yeah, I'll go with that. Cool shit. Sure.
Just immaculate-looking hair all the time. Like, you don't have goatee, but if you did, it would look like...
Mate, you know what? I'm going to grow a goatee in Vegas.
Can you make it look like Tony Stark's?
I probably should start now because I think it's going to take a while.
I'm going to be back.
I got a story from LA of Mick and myself about self-image. How's this? We were prepared. What was it, Mick? Like $60 or $90 for a fucking solarium in LA?
How expensive was it?
It's ridiculous.
What the fuck?
Why is it so expensive?
Mate, I don't know. I honestly don't know that everything in America or LA, it's cheaper compared to how it is back home. For whatever reason, solariums are through the roof. But we were in an expensive area. Well, for that part, anyway.
Yeah, but man, it was that's just a massive amount people spend on them.
Because I was in a solarium today, and I honestly thought this. I was like, I'm going to get a solarium every second day in Vegas.
You don't need to, man.
Well, no. There's 24-hour solariums in Vegas.
Oh, good.
Hey, listen, Jimmy, have you got your electricity bill since you've got your solarium?
Yeah.
You have? How much has it gone up?
I think maybe $80.
Oh, that's it, really?
Jimmy, do you ever get worried about skin cancer?
No, I'm never.
No, don't be negative, Joey.
I get negative sometimes.
I've got olive skin.
I'm the same, mate. I'm fine.
You put an olive in the skin, it turns into a grape. It doesn't die.
A little black grape they call skin cancer.
You put a little Tasmanian white boy in the skin, he's gonna fry like a fucking cracker.
Gone.
And Gretchen's fucking Maltese.
Xavier's the whitest person I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's pale.
Yeah, we don't talk about him. He's not on today.
That's right.
Yeah. Xavier who? Is that the Superman? Is that the superhero that you like best?
Xavier.
X-Men.
He'd probably get more done if he was in a wheelchair.
Joey, do Xavier's voice again, just quickly.
I can't, Jimmy, that is so fucking true about Xavier.
What's that?
We were talking about this the other day. So, fucking Jimmy's full-time. Gretchy's full-time. Gally's like fucking living in another planet. And I'm full-time, like 12 hours plus a day. Zave lives from fucking home. And he's still late.
Yeah, he can't do anything on time.
What do you do with his time? So RX Muscle is his only job.
Yeah, I drive home from the gym to get there on time, 6 o'clock Thursday night, and Xavier is constantly fucking late.
Whose phone is that?
That was mine. Sorry.
Who's calling you?
No, it's my alarm, my Decker alarm.
Oh, because I swear if that's one of your girls, I'm banking them be on the radio.
Nah, don't worry, it's not one of them.
Actually, Joe, ring one of your girls up now. Come on. Just do it. It'll be just do it. Put her on speaker. You don't have to tell her on she's on the show.
Okay.
All right. Who are you ringing first? What's her name?
It's Lucy.
Okay. We'll just kick back. We're not going to say a word. You just act like Joey would act.
All right, wait up. Hey, man, it's a fucking... Her ringtone's fucking gay. It's that Gangnam Style shit. Wait up.
Well, she's not ringing you. You're ringing her.
You're an idiot.
What the fuck?
What's going on, babe?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, just chilling out at home. What are you doing?
I'm at morning still.
You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing later?
Nothing. What are you doing later?
Oh, not much.
This is riveting.
What time do you reckon you'll be done there?
Have you asked me?
Sorry?
Like half an hour.
Half an hour?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to pick you up?
Yeah.
And give you little kisses?
Yeah.
Little kisses on the pussy?
No.
No? Oh. Okay, I'll give you a text around... Yeah, I'll give you a text soon, okay?
I'll tell you where I am.
All right, too easy.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
Oh, Joey.
No, we can't fucking put that in. We'll have to cut it out.
No, wait. No, fucking wait. No, I hope the fuck she listens to that because that's hilarious.
Is that how you talk to girls? That's just, no, that was riveting. Is that your conversations? Hey, babe.
Who the fuck says you want kisses? Kisses on the pussy?
You can't put that on. You can't put that on.
There's no way we're cutting that out. No chance of fucking.
You were recording that for the show.
No, I recorded it for you guys. We have to cut that out. I'm fucking serious because it will ruin my life. It will. Her mum.
What did you do? We knew you were recording.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Okay.
All right, oi guys, oi. Listen. We're taking a commercial. We'll be back in two. Later. All right, we are back again, guys. After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. But mate, we're going straight back to questions. We've got to, Gretchy, answer me this. I can't concentrate. Bender, what the fuck?
Bender, seriously, what the fuck?
Hey, are you recording, Jimmy, or what? Just make sure that you're recording. That's all. Right, I got the next question. Don't worry.
All right, okay. All right, Gretchy, have any of you guys ever taken a dirty selfie and accidentally, have any of you ever taken a dirty selfie and has it accidentally been seen by more than the person that was meant to be for?
Yes.
100%.
Yes, Snapchat gets it to everyone.
No, I have. I don't know. All right. This might happen. This could get cut out. And it's right next to me, though, so she'll tell me whether or not I'm allowed to say it.
She won't give a shit.
Yeah, but she might get in trouble. But one time, do you know how when you send photos on the iPhones and before you adjust it, like the photo pops up on your screen before you even open the photo? Message? So it takes up the whole screen. Is this story all right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Anyway, so one day while she was at work. Yeah.
Just say hi to Emma for me.
Gally said hello, Emma. She said hi.
Hey.
One day. Hey. You fucking quit.
You retard.
Anyway, one day I sent her a photo of my cock, not knowing that she was in a meeting in a boardroom and her phone was facing up right in the middle of the table.
No. Fuck.
And it just vibrated on the phone and everyone looked at the phone and there's a picture of me on there.
Gretchy, was it a good shot?
Hey, I can imagine your knob as well. I can imagine your dick, Gretchy.
How? What, describe it for me.
It would be a fucking, you'd have the biggest, fattest knob. It'd just be like your head. It'd be a short little stalk with this massive mushroom head.
It's no shiitake then.
Am I correct? It's really, really red, eh? Hey, Bender, real red.
Hey, it is really red, Jimmy. It wasn't his photo anyway.
Yeah, because it's got high blood pressure. That's why it's red.
This has been the funnest show. Fuck, I'm so happy that Bender's back.
I still can't get over it, Joe. I still cannot get that out of my head.
Oh, so funny. Anyway, have you done that, Mick?
Okay, you guys, have you guys got, this is down low. I'll tell you anyway, he can cut it out maybe. But have you got a secret calculator?
What?
Secret calculator.
What's that?
Oh, fuck, it's the best thing ever, especially for you, Gretchy, because you're in a relationship.
Hey, Emma, you're sitting right there.
Yeah, he's not anymore.
What you got, Gretch?
Huh?
You can, every photo that you receive from a girl, you can store it in the secret calculator app, and that looks exactly like your calculator.
Didn't you just say his fucking girlfriend's mum listens to this show?
Yeah.
You are a dumb fuck.
Joe, you are an idiot. Yeah,
you're the dumbest fuck I've ever heard.
I've only got photos of her in it though.
Ah, oh, bullshit!
Oh, that's the biggest loaded shit save I've ever heard.
Well, she's going to be asking now, isn't she?
Oh, she's going to go. Where's your secret calculator?
What's your code?
Oh, Joey, do you think we talk?
I don't want to talk about no secret calculators.
Well, Mitch and I are going into pro. We're going to make millions. It's how to get fucking in a. It's called how to get yourself into a shit position with a lady.
That's I love how Mick he bends to you like you're his safety blanket whenever he talks. You know what I mean? It's not just me, Joey Bender. This is
happening. No, it's
me and Mick think this, even though Mick's just sitting there going, I don't know what the fuck he's going to say.
I'm really worried what's going to come out of his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, but you agree with him before you even start speaking.
No, we need a disclaimer. You have total faith in him. We need a disclaimer. Like, whatever the fuck Joey says, it does not relate to any one of us ever. Yeah.
Joey, you know those photos you took of me and you in that club in LA?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they in your calculator as well?
They're in a secret calculator.
Fucking hell, you're an idiot.
I
bet you the code to get in the secret calculator is like, you know the calculator thing when you're at school, you type in 58008, like turn it upside down, boobs? That's how you get into it.
Yeah, that's what my code would be. We're going to have a ball in, mate. I'll tell you what. Hey, Mick, how fucking fast do I get pissed?
I'll tell you what. We ended up in... Joey's obviously had a fight with his girlfriend at the time, which could have been six girlfriends ago, I'm not sure. And he sent me a text, and I'm hanging out with my cousin. My cousin lives fucking in Santa Monica. I'm hanging out there. Get a text from Joey, fuck, let's go out for something to eat. Tony Doherty's recommended this nice restaurant. So we've gone there, and fucking two drinks in, where do we end up? Fucking downtown Hollywood in some seedy fucking strip club.
You know what happened, man? I'll tell you the funniest fucking story. Because I got back to the hotel, obviously, and Bree didn't know anything about what had happened.
I think she might have had an idea when you walked
in. Yeah, she knew that we'd been out night. And then she goes, where the fuck, you know, where have you been, all this shit, after she belted me and everything. And then I
belted you because you're locked in the hotel room.
I just said, we're just down at the steakhouse, and we're just down there for a couple of hours. We had a few drinks. That's all we did. We were at the steakhouse and had a few drinks. So I had a few too many. He turned up at 8 o'clock the next day.
So the steakhouse is open at 8 in the morning, is it?
Yeah.
She bought it.
And then, of course she did. And then,
I don't even remember how we got home.
Man, I don't even know how you got home because I don't even know.
Anyway. I remember when you just got home, Bender. It was like daytime here. I Facebooked you saying, how was the night? You're like, man, I'm so fucked. I've got to go to sleep. I've got to be at the gym in 3 hours with Mick.
Gym, there was no doubt we were making that session at the gym.
Oh, 100%.
Bloody hell, about a night. But the funniest thing is, Jimmy, you'll be shocking with this. Mick, the dickhead, when he smashed, a $1 note's exactly the same as a $100 note. Mick just scratches up all his American money, puts it in his pocket, and he'll go to buy a drink, and he'll just open his pocket, and like $300 falls out onto the ground. But he doesn't bother picking it up because he thinks it's only $1.
No, but you have to understand.
He wonders why he's down $2,000 at the end of the night.
Joey, you've got to understand, mate. When Mick goes overseas, he has no concept of money whatsoever.
Is that right, Jimmy?
Mate, how many times have you been to Thailand you lost your wallet the first day?
Actually, that's a good point. I remember.
Get this. He gets there, puts his luggage in the room. We're going out. No, we're not going to use the safe in the bedroom. I'm going to take every cent I brought over in cash in my wallet just in case we need it, just in case something happens.
Well, who knows? You know, Jimmy, you know how things can change in a second.
Yeah, I know. I can just know how things change when you lose your wallet in the first
place. At least we always have fun.
Yeah, always.
Oh, God.
I had a mate of mine that when we went to Queensland for New Year's once and he lost his wallet on the first day. So he was fucked for the whole holiday. So that night, he thought the best thing to do was to, we were at an RSL or something in Queensland, and he stole an old lady's bag.
Oh, no.
So he didn't just spend the rest of his holiday without any money. He spent the rest of his holiday in jail.
That's a story.
I tell you what, Mick, if we, man, we could have easily ended up in fucking prison that night.
It would be we could.
And that would have been bad, man. That would have been Los Angeles County, and that's fucked.
How many times have you been arrested, Joey, in your lifetime?
I've been done. Like, I got probably like four. Actually, been taken to the remand center like twice, but I've been arrested maybe three or four times.
Well, speaking of which, mate, I got a mate who just got back from Vegas yesterday who was going to come over with us again in September. I go, you're still going to come over in September? He goes, I've got to go over on the 10th because I've got to get to court. I go, what do you mean? He did what we're going to do. He hired a Ferrari. He was going from Vegas back to LA.
Yeah.
They pulled him over doing 245 miles an hour.
Oh,
so, and they gave him a court summons. And they said, if you don't come back, we'll issue a warrant. And fucking you won't be able to come to America again, blah, blah, blah.
Mate, one's got to wonder. What's going to happen with not only us four there, or three?
Nah, put Gretch in it, and five. Emma's just as bad as Gretch, if not worse.
What? Mate, who knows what's going to happen, really?
Hey, and we've got Gamble coming.
Oh, Gamble's fucking crazy and all of us put together.
It's going to be fun.
plus all the other crew, mate. You got JD and all those boys coming as well.
Yeah, but John's taking his family. But listen.
Okay, all right.
But you guys are talking it up. You're talking up a massive game here.
Mate, I've been there before. I've done it.
I can back up whatever I talk. I
know you can back up because I've partied with Jimmy before. I haven't really done anything with Gally, I don't think.
I could tell you about Gally.
I've partied with galley will go the distance, but you'll party with about four or five different galleys in one night.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I'm, my biggest gamble I've got confidence in because he's just a fucking weirdo, right? Gretch, I've partied with Gretch. Bender, you're going to be the biggest hit or miss. You're either going to make the trip or you're going to be buried in the first 12 hours.
Are you going to be like, I've mentioned my mate before, and you are exactly like a mate of mine. Like, I'll give you an example of a mate of mine. His name's Colin. He lives in Melbourne now. No way he'd listen to this show. But we were at a club once, and Colin disappears, does his own thing. All of a sudden, he's in a massive fight, getting dragged out by security, thrown out by security. Girls are throwing shit at him and whatever. He's getting in punch up with the coppers outside, telling the copper he's going to slit his throat and call him and say, listen here, Linda, I know where you fucking live. And I walked up to her, looked at her badge, her name wasn't even Linda. But anyway, he just lost his shit. And then I finally calmed him down, and this went on for about an hour, finally calmed him down. I said, Colin, what the fuck happened? Where did this all this start? And he said, girls in the club, they were laughing at me. I go, how do you know that? What do you mean they were laughing at you? He goes, girls were laughing at me, so I went up to her and I spat on her and I threw my drink on her. I go, what makes you think they were laughing? I go, well, they're about 30 metres away, and I looked over their direction, they were laughing. And I said, you sure that they weren't just having a good time?
And he said, so Joey.
And he said, you could be right. They weren't laughing at him. He was just paranoid, fucking schizophrenic. They thought, people are laughing over there, they must be laughing at me. So he walked up to this poor girl, who was probably laughing, having a little joke with a friend, spatting her and threw his drink all over her. and you remind me of my mate. I reckon you're going to be my mate Colin in Vegas.
Yeah. I could never do that.
You know what I like about Joey? That he never said no to anything I said.
I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
I've got Joey's back. I like that. Anyone I can just say whatever, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. I've got a lot of time.
I've got hold no holds barred in Vegas. Whatever we're doing. Like, we're there once. You might as well fucking like, yeah. If we're not getting us get any sleep at all while we're there, then fuck it. We're not getting sleep.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not fucking going to excess.
Excess is awesome, you idiot. Just because, what? Because, trust me, we'll get in there fine. We'll be fine.
Hey, let's get on to some listener questions. We haven't even done that yet.
You want some more questions? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Christy Milam, which is all over the Aussie After Hours site.
She loves the show, doesn't she?
I don't know. I want to know which one, who she likes better, Bender or Gally?
That's what I want to know. I don't even know who it is.
Oh, she's a fan. She's probably Bender's fan.
Wait up, what she said?
Not after this show. Anyway, all right, she's got a question. She's got like five questions. I'm going to ask them all right? First one, I've heard a lot of guys say they train commando on leg days. I've never heard that before. Have you guys ever trained commando? And if not, would you?
No, get too sweaty.
I trained like, you know, those, the Nike shorts with like the built-in undies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I train in them with nothing underneath.
But you do that all the time.
Oh, like leg day especially because everything just fucking splits. I got the biggest ass going round.
Is it bigger than when we were in LA?
Fucking hell it is, man.
You're packing smite out over there, boy. Tell you.
I wear undies to the gym every session.
Yeah.
I'm always it's just wearing fucking weird not to.
No, I'm not flipping and flopping everywhere in the gym.
You know what? I can't wear tracksuits. That's what I can't do. Can never wear tracksuits.
I can wear tracksuit pants.
What are you wearing in Tasmania then? It's freezing down there. What do you wear?
I know. I just wear shorts, shoes, and like a hoodie and a t-shirt and a singlet.
Do you know what I fucking hate? I hate, right, when it's not a cold day. It's a warm day. Yeah? And guys come in there with fucking like hoodies on and the hoods on like they're fucking quite green. But really, it's because they think they look shit without a pump, but fucking tip, you look shit with a pump too.
Yeah.
But that's the whole reason. They don't want to take their jumper off till they get a pump. Do you know what I mean? I don't get it. Why?
The reason I wear a jumper to start because it's fucking cold in Tasmania.
Yeah, but that's a fair reason. If it's a cold day, wear a jumper. Yeah.
But also, I like to just warm up my joints a bit.
Yeah. Or what about wearing a singlet and a fucking beanie?
Yeah, that's a bit wrong.
That's the worst thing ever. No. I just fucking hate it when someone walks into the gym with a stringer on in Tassie when it's 2 degrees in the morning and they've got a stringer on straight up, ready to fucking tear a rotator cuff.
Oh, no, you know what I heard about the other day? One of my mates was training, and he called me, and this is how fucking, like, shocked he was. He goes, dude, it's this new guy. His name's, like, Nims or some shit. He's probably got a fan page. He wants to be the new Ziz, right?
I've seen his fan page. Is that taking the piss, bot?
I don't know. But the motherfucker was wearing short shorts, yeah, with a zip-up jumper and a fucking scarf.
What?
In the gym.
Oh, man. Please. Hey, a question, because you guys get a lot of those fuckheads around Sydney, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the Ziz top fuckheads.
Yeah, are they everywhere?
No. Oh, you had a winning festival in there. Hey, Joey, you've worked in gyms, eh?
I do work in a gym.
Oh, you still do? Not just as a personal trainer?
Oh, no, I'm just a sole person. Joey,
you wrote in your status earlier that Gretchen, you copied the same thing she wrote.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What?
You can't do that.
You copy and pasted it, Gretchen. You wrote the same thing this girl wrote. I don't even know what she wrote, but it was funny what you did.
Yeah, I copied and pasted it and it said that. Anyway, off topic. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in the gym?
The weirdest thing I've ever seen in the gym?
Or the weirdest person that's ever stepped foot in the gym that you work at? Because I've got a fucking story and a half. But what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, man, we got this guy. He actually comes into one of our gyms and he wears – he's a cross-dresser. And he wears tight skins, and this is every day, tight skins, everything a girl would wear. Like, you know that Lululemon brand? Lululemon?
Yeah, I think so.
Lululemon or whatever, and like Lauren Jane and all that. Wears all of that with a massive fucking G-string on, like hanging out.
What?
Yeah, and shoes, and he's got Tourette syndrome. So he'll be on the cross train and you walk past and you go, fuck, cat, fuck,
yes. Cross-dressing Tourette's.
You've got to take a photo of this guy. All right, I've got to go.
You've got to Snapchat it, Howie. You've got to Snapchat it.
I'll take a photo and post it on my Facebook page.
Do it.
I will.
We've got a guy, right, and he's since left. His weirdness came in stages. All right, so the first day I saw this guy come in with a big, what are those big bags? Like a duffel bag, like you'd fit a dead body in it. Right? So he walks in with a duffel bag. And takes his bag up. Like, normally you're not going to take your bags into the gym or whatever, you know. I mean, we've got lockers, but this isn't going to fit in any fucking human-sized locker. So he takes our treadmills are upstairs. So he takes a duffel bag upstairs, puts it down, pulls out a tennis racket, and then starts jogging on the treadmill. And I thought, guys, hold on. Now, this guy looks weird. Like, he just looks like a tennis racket.
That screams weird.
Listen, but yeah, so he's running with a treadmill, holding a tennis racket. Pretty fucking random. I thought, there's a guy running with a tennis racket. Anyway, so the weird things slowly started to happen. I'd be like, and a lot of weird things have happened in the change room. So I walked into the change rooms and he was sitting on the floor completely nude, eating a barbecue chicken, staring at himself in the mirror. Completely nude, right? And I can't tell you the amount of times I've walked into the change room and caught blow drying his nuts after he's had a shower. Right. But what takes the cake is when he walked into an RPM room and put on a stack hat to do an RPM room.
No, he didn't.
He wore the fucking helmet.
Oh,
like he's in the Tour de France or something.
Dude, the guy isn't trying to be funny. He's just really fucking weird, yeah. But
That's fucking weird.
Swearing a stack hat in an RPM class.
Only in Penrith, eh?
Only in Penrith.
Oi, before I forget, let's get to this question of the
Wait, oh, one more thing. I've got one more thing.
One more, yeah, go.
Okay, but as working in the gym, one thing I can't fucking stand is when someone comes in with one of those, I don't know if you get many of these people, you probably will, they come in with that same size duffel bag and they open it up and they sit on the little couch or whatever and they've got every supplement in the fucking world there.
I hate that.
And they scoop it into each shake, they go and put their shake. Man, haven't they ever heard of fucking preloading that shit and just putting it in one shaker and taking it to the gym instead of lugging a whole bag of supplements around? Do you get any of them?
Some people just want to be seen like that, though, Joey.
Yeah, that like, yeah.
They just love that sort of, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a gym bag full of supplements, though. It's not like I log it into the gym, bring it into the gym, though. Like, I'll make sure I have my drinks at the shop and then go to the gym. But
yeah, or you keep it in your car.
Or keep it in my car, yeah.
You don't drag it to the gym, though, do you?
Yeah, but we do have a guy that will just put it on the counter and start making his drinks on the counter. And
that's
amazing. Yeah.
I'm such an OCD organized person that I preload all my shakes for 14 days. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Vegas is fucking awesome, isn't it?
You have got some.
I'm different. You know, I'm different in Vegas.
Joey, that's fucked up. Sorry.
You are, Joey. I love you like a brother, but you are a bit weird.
I do 9 sessions a day.
9 sessions of what?
Hey, calm down.
That was a bit aggressive, eh, Mick?
That you just proved that. Whoa! If you're going to be like that, you want to have a second think about room with Jimmy.
Nah, you know that this. You know what I just learned, Mick?
What?
You know I can like you know I just learned if we can push his right buttons in fucking 2 or 3 words, we can just get him to go off in Vegas. 2 or 3 words, and then Joey explodes.
Joey explodes, and we film that shit.
Yeah.
It's scary how much you remind me of my little psychopathic mate, Colin.
Yes, Colin, little Colin.
Let me tell you another Colin story, right?
I want to hear a Colin story.
Just quickly. All right, a mate of mine, back when we were young and we were always out trying to pick up on the weekend, a mate of mine pulled a chip. Anyway, and at the end of the night, everyone had scattered and disappeared, and it was just my mate Tim had picked up a chick and Colin. And Tim, so they were about to leave. Tim was about to go back to her place, and
fucking know this story.
And I've told you this story.
Yeah.
And he had to take a piss before he left. He's like, fuck, I don't want to leave this chick with Colin because I know he's going to do something, right? So he's like, fuck, all right, I have to take a piss. He goes, Colin, just don't say anything dumb. I'm just going to take a piss. And he told the girl, he goes, look, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And anyway, so he went to the bathroom and came back out and the girl was gone. Fuck, he goes, Colin, what did you do? He goes, well, when you were gone, I stared at her for a little bit, and then I walked up there and told her that I was going to slit her fucking throat.
Am I correct? Oh, God.
Oh, and this reminds you of Joey.
Nah.
Joey's going to be like this type of guy.
Jesus.
What did your mate do, Gretch, after your mate's...
Is your mate, is he fucking in prison or what?
No, he did disappear for a while, but he lives in Melbourne now. Like we went away to Canberra once, and we all went out, and Colin went back to the hotel room, and it would have been Tim again, I think, because he organised a room, got a phone call saying that the fire brigade was at our room, so we all had to rush back, and Colin had fallen asleep in the shower with the hot water on, and thought, fuck, all right, whatever, and then. We ended up having to pay a fine, and we went back out that night, and Tim got another phone call, and the fire brigade were back, and he did the same thing twice in the one night. Fell asleep in the shower with the hot water on. But, yeah, he does random shit like this all the time. I fucking miss him, mate. He lived in Sydney. He was good quality. But this is just the type of shit that I imagine you're going to get up to in Vegas.
Oh, Joey.
Nah, I'm good.
What do you mean you're good?
Well, hey, we're good. We're all good. It's all
good. We're good now, are we?
It'll be fine.
Yeah. You know what? It'll be a lot of shit to talk about when we get back. Well, if we all get back.
Hey, are we sharing a room?
It's all got a chemical enhancement. We'll make the night go away. We'll make all the pain go away.
I'm just glad that because of that stuff, I'm not going to have to sleep near Joey.
No, I mean, you're not the chemical muscle enhancement.
We know what you're... Yeah. Well,
you don't have to fucking spell it out, dude.
Oh, no, I know.
No, it's stupid here, Joey.
Have you got that book?
What? Is Joey stupid?
I'm reading it right now.
It's a bestseller.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Joey, I'm gonna make a prediction right here. You are going to make this trip so special and so unique in every way possible. I don't think you know the impact you're going to have in this trip.
Don't talk it up. Don't jinx it. I just want the whole trip to be a fucking surprise.
Hey, Joey, don't you have to text someone?
No, you know what? You know what? The funny thing is, this is how I roll, okay? This is how I roll.
Hey, are you recording, Jimmy?
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm just making sure it's the real
gangster.
So we're going down now. The 405 is a very intense highway. It's like the most...
It's fun.
Sorry?
It is fun, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Mick, though.
Yeah.
It's like 14 lanes, 500,000 cars on this highway
at 7 p.m. I'm definitely fucking driving.
Sorry?
I'm definitely driving, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Joey definitely isn't.
Yeah, we've got... Jeffy.
But you saw my rental car, didn't you, Mick?
What's that?
You saw my rent-a-car, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
tiny little grey thing. And what happened was I went along the whole 405 pumping along, listening to Fitty, you know, thinking I'm the fucking king of shit. Parked next to Stan McQuaid's Porsche, and he comes out and he goes, "What the fuck is that?" Just before he trained me, I felt like fucking shit.
Put in his place.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
But no, yeah, it's pretty intense, that highway. It's very, very scary, especially being on the right side.
You need to focus.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Oi, this is a good question of the week. Based on what we're just talking about, I've got to ask this question or I'm going to forget. All right? This is our question of the week, okay? What is the weirdest shit that you have ever snorted?
Protein powder.
Why would you do that in the first place?
Because I was 2 weeks out from a comp at a festival.
Yeah.
And I thought...
Like those fake cigarettes when people are trying to get off smoking?
Hey, Gretch, I don't think you heard his question. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm explaining why.
Yeah, but it still doesn't make any fucking sense.
It does. Oh, yeah, you've got to listen to the story. So what happened was I took in a little couple of containers of protein powder in my meals and everything. So I'm at a festival and eating my meals throughout the day. And it got a little bit windy towards the end of the night, and it was time for me to pour my protein powder in a bottle of water. So all my mates crowded around me to make sure that I didn't spill any, because they all know what I do and what I was doing and everything. And the crowd around me kept on growing and growing and growing, and everyone's looking trying to see what the fuck's going on. And my mate thought, these people think that we're snorting something down here. So he grabbed my protein powder and gives you some, and then he ended up snorting it just to show off in front of all these people. Just to psych them out. That's the story. That's why. I think I did wasabi. I don't think I snorted wasabi. No, I ended up just having a mouthful of wasabi.
I used to snort DMA before my workout instead of like just taking it as a pre-workout. I used to snort it.
Has anyone seen that YouTube clip of that Rich Piano? It got taken off YouTube. He snorted a line at the last expo one of their pre-workouts. He snorted it on YouTube. It lasted for about 2 days and then it was pulled off. It was pretty intense. It was a massive line, and whatever he's had, it kicked in pretty fast.
I bet you it was fucking pre-workout.
Mate, even if you snort some of those pre's, you're going to get a buzz.
Bloody hell, that DMA, man, that fucks you around.
Yeah.
Oi, this is just something I've been told ages ago. Mick, you know Alexi, yeah? She comes to Vegas too.
Lovely. Oh, that's right, she's too.
She's
fucking good value.
Because I put this status up like maybe 6 months ago, and her answer was at late in the night of a party, she was at a party at someone's house, the person who was hosting the party snorted, I can't remember who it was, but it was either her dad or her ex-husband's ashes.
Oh, what? That's fucked.
And she's not bullshitting. That is the truth. I think it was her husband's or ex-husband's.
Oops, fucking someone must have been fucked up to do that.
I don't know. How bad's that?
I remember us talking about
it. Yeah, because we're at dinner. Where were we? We're at after your comp.
That's disgraceful. Actually,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Pancakes. Well, pancakes on the rocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck, I love a pancake right now, actually.
You look like a pancake.
Joey, how good are those multigrain pancakes?
They're the fucking best. They're the best, man.
I'm going to make a call right now. Best pancakes in the world.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me, I'll tell you a funny story about Mick. We're in Gold's Gym just training, and Mick keeps turning around and, like, checking out something on the treadmill, keeps turning around, you know, you just fucking have a chat. And you know when you're talking to someone and they're kind of going, but they're not listening because their mind's on something else?
Yeah.
So this is what Mick was doing at this point. He turns around and there's this stunner. That's what
Jimmy were doing at that point.
Stunner on the treadmill, running. You can remember me.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm trying to remember it.
When she's like, "Fuck!" Oh, she just winked at me. She just winked at me. And we found out later it was Chris called me his missus, winking at you on the treadmill.
Oh, shut up! Yeah. Well, you know, mate, a lot of people come over and said hello to me in Goals, didn't they?
I'll put it out there right now. Mick is very well known in the Los Angeles. I mean, you would be if you've spent the last 18 years of your fucking life there. But everyone knows Aussie Mick.
Quickly, Joey, off topic again. Have you ever seen someone stack it on a treadmill?
Yes.
All right, listen to this, right? I saw a bloke, right, that was just perving on this chick. while he's running. You know, so to impress her, he cranks up the treadmill as fast as he can.
To impress her?
Listen, so he's fucking 100 meter sprint on this treadmill, fucking going all at it. Stacks it, makes the biggest, loudest bang when he stacks it. The chick turns around to look at him, so he starts doing crunches on the ground like he meant it.
I'll pay that.
That's fucking thinking.
The quickest reaction I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, dear.
I've never done a treadmill in my life.
Fuck, that's good.
Joe, you couldn't run if you tried.
I couldn't.
All right, oi, boys. Have we got anything else to talk about? Or we wrap it up?
I think we've had a good session.
Fuck, we've gone all right. Hour and a half.
Done well.
Yeah, that'll do us.
Joey, can I just say, Joey, what you've done this episode, about an hour ago, was possibly one of the funniest things I've ever listened to. I think you're a champion bloke. And I think Australian viewers are loving you right now from all the feedback I'm getting.
And, Mick, I'll second that. But listen, Joey, in all seriousness, I'm sending this through to Zave, and I'm not saying shit.
Anything
that you want fucking out, you better hope that you get in touch with him before he puts it up tonight.
Man, I'm going to have to because...
Joe, I'll tell you what. If you do this, if you let this go unedited, which is gold material, I will, in Vegas, we will all, me, Gretchen, and Jimmy, will go out of our way to make sure you have the best time known to me.
I don't care if we pay for his entire time there.
we'll pay for one day.
You're such a tight ass.
Play for a day. How's that going?
Hey, Mick, we'll just start off real strong and he'll be out for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, you know what, Jimmy? This is my way of thinking for Vegas. We're going in hard and we're going in fucking straight away.
There's no last man standing.
Yeah. So, what are the dates? Tell me the dates.
Oh, we'll talk off air. Talk off air.
Yeah, right, we don't want to say what dates we're going in case fucking some psychos go over.
All right, listen, I'm going to wrap it up. All right, Aussie After Hours brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Guys, please like the page on Facebook and be sure to listen.
Have to go to iTunes for this.
iTunes, yeah, get it on iTunes. Just type in Aussie After Hours in iTunes. Very easy.
Can I just make another shout-out to our big man, Iggy, who we all know?
Yeah, congrats
on his fight today. That was fucking awesome to watch. Good man.
All right, I'm out.
Okay.
Ciao.
See you later.